Well, hey there, friends, and welcome back to a very special Mask of Sanity episode. For those of you hoping this would be my comeback episode complete with the true crime story that you've all been waiting for, well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but this episode will be absolutely nothing like that. You see, today is a very special day to me. It is October 29th, 2021, and today is the birthday of someone I love very much. He is so special and thoughtful and the best big brother that Chase could ever ask for. He is also my oldest nephew, the kiddo who made me an aunt 7 years ago and completely changed my life, Calvin Tyler Miller. Now, Calvin, Abba told me you wanted to listen to my show so that you could hear my voice while I'm doing my podcast. The only problem with my show is it isn't exactly made for kids and talks about a lot of stuff that you shouldn't be listening to and you should not be having to worry about. So as a birthday gift to you, I decided to make an episode on my show specifically for you. So again, I apologize to all of my regular listeners out there. I know you haven't heard from me for a while, but this episode really has an intended audience of one, but feel free to listen anyway if you want. Just don't go blasting me on social media or feel the need to leave some kind of negative review because I chose to write an episode for literally one of the coolest kids I've ever known instead of talking about some horrible case. That's all I ask. You can always just pause and move on. Alrighty, Calby. Back to you. I thought about this for a while, talked about it with Abba, and we thought it would be a good idea for you as a birthday present. And I hope you enjoyed this episode, but make sure you buckle up because it's going to be a bumpy ride. Happy birthday, Calvin. This is Mask of Sanity. Alright, kiddo. So when I started brainstorming for this episode, I wasn't completely sure what direction I wanted it to go, but then I realized it doesn't really matter, right? You're the focus. This is your episode. So let's just talk, Calby, okay? I can remember when your mom first called me and told me that she was going to have you. I had moved to New York in September 2013, and I think she called me in March, somewhere around there, March of 2014. So I was almost done with my first year of acting school. I had been in New York for less than a year. I was starting this new and exciting life, but all I could think was, I don't want to be away from this kid. I hadn't even met you yet. I hadn't even seen your mama's belly. All I had was a sonogram picture that she had, I think, texted me. And it had this cute little meatball-shaped baby in it. I mean, it's not gonna lie, you kind of looked like an alien in the sonogram picture, but all babies kind of look like aliens in sonogram pictures, but it didn't matter, because you're my first nephew. And in that exact moment, I saw that picture, like, I loved you, I was so excited for you. The whole time your mama was pregnant with you, she and Abba would send me pictures of her belly, or if there were any sonogram pictures, just watching you grow inside her. And then as it got closer and closer for you to come out and meet all of us, I was kind of secretly hoping that we would either have the same birthday, since ours are only 5 days apart, or that you would be a Halloween baby, because I secretly also wanted to be a Halloween baby. But you know what? I think it worked out for the best, because our birthdays are close. We're also both close to Halloween, so I think it just works. But at the end of the day, like, none of that really mattered either, because as long as you came out healthy, that's all any of us wanted. And so we were all waiting and waiting and, you know, seeing when you were gonna make your grand appearance. And then my birthday passed and there was no Calvi. But every day I was just waiting for a phone call. I would go into class and be checking my phone any chance I could just to see if there was a text or a call telling me that you were finally here. And after what felt like forever, granted, I was not the one carrying you. Sorry, Jillian. But, like, it felt like we were just all so excited to meet you that we just wanted you here as soon as possible. But you came out, you were here, and you know what they told me first? Besides how beautiful you were, and you still are, was that you basically came out and had to show off and do a push-up for the nurses like you were Hulk or Thor or someone super strong with muscles. That's how strong you were when you were born, like a little baby Hulk. And honestly, all you've done in the last 7 years is get bigger and stronger to the point where I'm a little concerned for the safety of my back when you run at me or when I try to pick you up. Like, you're scary, kid. You have a big head, and it comes running at me, and I get a little worried. But you can still run at me with that big old noggin anytime you want. And, you know, because I was in school at the time, it was really hard for me to come and see you and meet you right away. So I actually didn't get to meet you for the first time until I came home for Thanksgiving. And the first time I held you, I think my heart stopped for a second because I couldn't believe that I was an aunt and you were so perfect and have these big blue eyes, and you just kind of laid there in my arms and looked up at me, and I was goner. Completely and totally. And then when I had to leave that weekend to drive back to New York, I remember sitting on the couch holding you, and I just got so sad that I wasn't going to see you until I came home for Christmas. And I just started crying so hard. Like I almost felt like Aquaman kind of played a mean trick on Aunt Mel and just had the ocean pour out of her eyeballs every time I had to say goodbye to you, because that's what it felt like. It felt like my whole world was just falling apart, and every time I had to say goodbye to you, probably for a solid year, that's what would happen. I would get really upset, I would start crying. Sometimes I would make it to my car before I cried, but not always. And when I finally calmed down, all I could think was, how on earth am I going to make it to the next time that I can come home and see you? And it's gotten easier to say goodbye, as in, I mean, I don't break down into a blubbering, crying mess anymore, but I still hate it and I still get sad. And it's nearly impossible for me to describe just how much I love you and Chase and Elizabeth. It's insane. Like, my heart hurts when I think about how much I would rather see you guys than what I'm doing right now. And I'm sure everybody can tell you, anytime I came to visit, I was just like, where are the babies? I just wanted to see you. And then once Elizabeth and Chase came along, all I wanted to see were you three and hold you. And Calvin, sir, I didn't even mind changing your stinky diapers. That's how much I love you. I even used to let you squeeze and hold my nose when I would give you a bottle, to the point that I didn't mind getting a giant scratch on the side of my nose from those sharp little baby claws, because as long as you were happy, I was happy. And I think I still have a scar on one side of my nose from that, but it doesn't matter. Do you remember the first movie that we ever watched together? As in, I watched it while I was watching you, and you slept in my arms? It's a funny one. We watched Frozen. And anytime someone talks about it, mentions it, it's on TV, anything like that, you're the first thing that comes to mind. That's our movie. We watched Frozy. You slept through most of it, but I enjoyed it. Anyway, I hope you have the best birthday. You are such a cool kid. You're thoughtful. You are funny. Some of the things you've said over the years have stopped me dead in my tracks and burst out laughing. You insisted that I watch Thor Ragnarok, even though I resisted, and I was like, nah, I don't want to watch this, blah, blah, blah. But you were like, Aunt Mel, it's funny. And it turns out it is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen, so I need to just listen to you, clearly. And you know, watching you run around when you were little, helping Abba vacuum, you're the funniest kid. You love to vacuum, playing with your own toy vacuum, the little push mower thing that I got you for one of your birthdays. You would just run around like an excited puppy. Your tongue was kind of hanging out of your head. And there's just so many moments over the last 7 years that I am so grateful to have. And they're because of you. You're the one who told me that I was Wonder Woman. I had to be Wonder Woman, and that is something that I have latched onto for dear life ever since, to the point where I'm going to keep my hair long and dark and, you know, all that fun stuff until I'm much older and grayer, and then maybe I'll transition into some kind of, like, I don't know, lighter purple. But for now, the hair is going to be long and dark like Wonder Woman. Or I'll be an 80-year-old Wonder Woman. Maybe I won't even, you know, do a lighter color. I'll just be like 80 years old with long dark hair. I think we could do it. We'll form our own Justice League. And you know what one of my favorite things is? When you have a birthday party, or Chase has a birthday party or something, and Abba has video chatted me into the party, and you take her phone and we just kind of hang out on the phone and talk, or take silly pictures, or use the face filter things, to the point where Abba has to go, why do I have 437 pictures of Calvin's nostrils on my phone? And you know, it's a cute nose. I'm a big fan. Everybody loves your nose, so. But 437 pictures is kind of a lot, so maybe we can delete some of those. But it's just fun. That's the kind of stuff that I look forward to when I don't get to actually be there in person with you. It's just like hanging out on the phone, talking about silly stuff, you asking me questions, wanting to see my cat, you know, funny stuff like that. And you know, even if you have a moment and you're behaving like a little stinker, because let's be honest, you do. We all do. We all have our moments. You're still fun to be around. I have to try really hard not to laugh at you when you're doing something that you know you're not supposed to be doing, because you're just so stinking cute. And there aren't many people on this planet that I'm willing to put up with when they act like a stinker. So if that doesn't prove how much I love being your aunt, then I don't know what to tell you. But also, just be good, like I know you are. You know I have eyes in the back of my head. They sleep, they're, you know, out of commission when I'm not with you, but when I come back into town, those eyes in the back of my head still work. You know what I'm talking about. I'm actually watching you right now, you know. Ask Abba. Isn't that right, Abba? Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Calvin, I am so lucky to be your aunt. Nothing in this world makes me happier than you, Chase, and Elizabeth, and getting to be your aunt. Except maybe pizza. But I'll share with you. I promise. I'm just kidding. I would never share my pizza with you. There's no way, you big mooch. Go get your own slice. Who do you think I am? No way. Kidding. I would buy you your own pizza. I'll buy you a birthday pizza the next time I'm home. I'll even splurge for extra toppings. That's love, kiddo. Anywho, I hope you have an amazing birthday. I hope you get cool stuff. I hope you get to do something fun, hanging out with Chase and your mom and everybody else. And I can't wait to see you. It will probably not be until Christmas, but we're going to have some fun next time I come home. I promise you that. Okay, friends, thank you so much for joining me, and if you stuck around through this, then I appreciate you, but like I said, this episode had one audience, and one audience only, and that was my nephew, Calvin. He apparently likes the idea that I have a podcast, and they can listen to my voice over the the iHeartRadio app on my mom's TV in her house in Pennsylvania. But as we all know, my episodes are not kid-friendly, either through content or my commentary, or both. So I made a special episode for him, and I hope he loved it. I hope he enjoyed it. And hopefully I will be back with you all soon. I have some episodes that I have already done in collaboration with a few other shows that I need to schedule and get out to you, so I'm working on that. But in the meantime, if you have case suggestions, thoughts, feedback, anything like that, if you have ideas for the kind of direction you'd like the show to go, because I'm also toying with that, trying to figure out a way to balance the heavy, sad parts of what I cover with a little more levity, because let's be honest, to listen to really heavy, really depressing, really sad and horrible things all the time, it's not good for our mental health. And that's part of the reason why I took a break, because it was just weighing too heavily on my mind and I needed just a clean break for a while to get myself back into a place where I felt happy and I felt good and I actually wanted to work on my show. And I'm still working on that. But if you have any suggestions in the meantime, I definitely want to bring back my Beyond the Mask episodes, because I think that's fun, doing a horror movie and then the inspiration behind them. So if you have anything like that, feel free to shoot me an email at maskofsanitythepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can shoot me a message through either my Instagram at maskofsanitythepodcast or my Twitter at masksanitypod. And if I don't see it right away, or if I don't respond for some reason, I'm not ignoring you. I just tend to not live my life on social media because, again, I don't think that's healthy. So I promise you that I will look at it. It may just not be right away. But again, thank you for your patience while I'm working some things out with my show. It will be back. It may not be back in the same frequency that it was on like a weekly basis, but there will be shows. I'm trying to do better at finding a good work-life balance. So I hope that you all can appreciate that and understand where I'm coming from. But again, thank you all so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. Happy birthday, Calvin, if you're still listening. And until next time, stay safe, friends.